Hi, my name is Megan Splon.
And I am Patty Catalano.
And I'm the goof, Jim Pace.
Today, we are talking about potato chips. I brought a bunch of them for us to try.
That's great, because I always can enjoy a potato chip. But also, this is a good topic to talk about. You could pull that bag out if you want. This is a good topic to talk about because Super Bowl Sunday is coming up.
No, the woman who checked me out today was like, "Oh, are you having a Super Bowl party?" And I was like, "It's research for work." And she actually asked me. She said, "Are you going to test which one is the loudest?" And yeah, I said, "That was a good question." I said, "I don't know. That's a really good question." And she said that Doritos are the loudest bag. Like, when you open the bag, they're the loudest.
No, I beg to differ. There was a bag on the market that Sun Chips decided to make, and it was like they took it off the market because it was so loud. It was like a biodegradable bag, and every time I go into, like, the grocery store, I'd be like, "Lindsay, do you want Sun Chips?" And everyone, she's like, "Stop it." And I'm like, "Oh, no, it's this new bag. It's just so loud." So I think they actually took it off the market. It's like, "Hey, we'll try and save the environment, but we're going to have the super loudest bag in the world." And then, like, everyone in the grocery store would, like, their ears would be bleeding.
Which is totally unsane.
You're just exaggerating now.
What is going on? Some guy's in the corner in the fetal position rocking back and forth. He's like, "Stop with the Sun Chip bag."
And those are your favorite chips because...
No, I don't. I'm not a big fan of Sun Chips.
Really?
No.
I love a Sun Chip.
Do you? No. Why? Is it because it's like a little raft?
Because it feels healthy.
It feels healthy. Mm-hmm. They have some good flavors. Mm-hmm.
There was a statistic online today. That I know. I'm sorry. I'm pulling this
Jim
up.
Jim is pulling out some research.
But yeah. How do you like that? But it says 11.2 million pounds of potato chips will be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
11.2 million pounds.
Pounds of potato chips. Do you want to guess how many calories they're packing in the 11.2 million pounds?
Over a billion.
Oh yeah.
Over 2 billion.
No. Oh yeah.
Over 3 billion.
27 billion.
What?
27 billion calories and 1.8 billion grams of fat will be consumed as a world.
And don't you find it ironic that Super Bowl Sunday, when all of this happens, is like almost exactly a month after, like, everybody's made their New Year's resolutions and everybody's fallen off the wagon of their New Year's resolutions. It's just like a big blowout party of like, "I failed.
And I'm going to eat hot wings and French onion dip and drink a bunch of beer."
Yeah.
It sounds delicious to me, personally.
But you could always, you never go wrong. Every Super Bowl party you're at, there will always be potato chips.
Yeah.
Always.
So when you go to a party and you bring potato chips, are you the kind that, like, just, like, brings the bag and just, like, opens the bag on the table? Or do you try and bring a bowl?
No, I just like to open the bag and pour them on the table and just be like, "Here you go."
Just a little pile.
Yeah, just a little pile on the table.
I do not, even when I go to other people's houses for parties, if there are potato chips in just, like, set out in bags, it drives me crazy. I, like, go in.
And get a bowl.
And put them in there.
Are you?
Why?
Yeah.
Why does that make you crazy?
It just,
are you going to be okay to eat from the bag today?
I will be okay to eat from the bag.
You should bring those potato chips out.
Yeah.
So,
you got to read them out what we have. Oh, and the other thing, are you, like, I want to ask before you, because you pour it in the bowl, are you one of those, like, snobby potato chip pickers? Like, where you're like, "Oh, I got to find, like, the perfectly round."
Chip.
Yeah, the whole chip. Are you
If I find one, I'll...
So you're going to put your stinky fingers and, like...
No, I won't dig around, but if it's, like, on top, I'll totally go for that one. Okay. There's nothing worse than, like, the weird, like, shards at the bottom.
It's like opening up a bag of Lay's. Like, you ever get those, like, snack packs of Lay's? It's like Lay's is like the potato, like, the fingernail of potato chip. It's
you get, so, like, four thin whole chips in the little snack bag, and then the rest is all the crushed.
It's, like, all crushed. It's disgusting. All
right, so right now we've got the Ruffles Original,
which is... Go ahead. Open it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nice. They are guaranteed fresh.
They're guaranteed fresh. Ruffles Original is my favorite potato chip. Do you think it's the loudest? I think the microphone will pick it up.
I think the microphone... Oh, for sure.
Can you break it again?
Yeah, get a bigger...
I feel like I was making noise.
Okay. That's pretty good. That was pretty solid. All right, so what we got here? Hold on a second. So it's 180 calories.
160 calories for a 1 ounce serving.
Okay, how many chips is that?
Which is about 12 chips.
Which is about, okay.
They're gluten-free.
And they're 10 grams of fat. Well, okay.
They're made of potatoes.
Because they're my favorite potato
chips. You know what? They are pretty quality.
Those are my favorite to eat with. Because they're sturdy.
It's like what's that? Tostitos, like a couple years ago. I don't know if they still do it, but they made this like Tostitos Gold. Mm-hmm. And they were like solid, strong chips.
You could get a lot of salsa on them.
Yeah. I mean, like they were made like, I think it was like part corn and part concrete in the mixture. So, I mean,
right now
going to the bathroom is hard.
Right now I'm sort of obsessed with the hint of lime. Tostitos chips.
I haven't seen those.
Really delicious.
I think I've had them, but it was like years ago.
But they don't really taste that great if you like make nachos out of them. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, what is this?
So right now we've got Golden Flake, which is the South's original potato chip. And this is the thin and crispy for about 1 ounce, which is 23 chips. So that's about double.
They're thin.
It's about 150 calories.
Now, I don't know anything about Golden Flake and what makes them the South.
I've never had it.
Alabama?
Because it has a Talladega sticker on the bottom?
The South's original potato chip. Let's see what sort of crunch we get from a... That was pretty sad.
That was really sad. These taste sort of...
The weakness of potato chips.
This reminds me of a Lay's, like a classic Lay's.
Mm-hmm. At first it did, but it's got like weird, like aftertaste, like raw potato-y aftertaste to me.
Yeah.
Hmm. A little bit. Like.
I taste something, and it also has a different texture. Mm-hmm. Like when you're eating it, it's like kind of like a slimy, like a.
That's going to make people throw up.
So far the Golden Flake is hurting.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's not doing well.
Yeah. Have you guys had the Kettle ones yet? Not the Kettle Cooked, but the Kettle brand.
Yeah.
So holy jeez.
They did not have them at the grocery store I went to this morning.
Where did you go? Which?
I went to a Publix.
Yeah. They don't always. Sometimes they carry them.
I know usually like Whole Foods carries them.
Was it a pleasure shopping there?
It was actually. Because the lady was like super excited and she said the Doritos bags were louder.
Did you say you're going to send her? You should go back and like give her the link.
Yeah,
we'll be like, hey, we're giving a shout out to the Publix lady.
The ladies.
Did you read her name tag?
No.
Oh.
But you'll recognize her.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're gonna look at the Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chip,
which
original flavor?
I asked a question on Facebook and Twitter this morning, and everyone said this like is far and away the brand that wins.
Wait, hold on a second. Who's everyone? How many people? I need to know like a number.
7 people.
Sweet. Okay, that's more than the response that I get for anything, so it doesn't matter.
So this is about 19 chips. So these are a mid-runner.
Okay.
140 calories, and they are straight up about their ingredients. Potatoes, canola oil, and salt.
What's the fat content?
8 grams.
8 grams.
0.5 is saturated.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. You need a little saturated fat for you.
Gotta get your vitamins A, D, E, and K. Stick around.
Have you had their like salt and vinegar ones?
Oh my god!
Or their salt and cracked pepper.
Oh, they're so good. Okay, let's hear the kettle.
That's pretty solid. It's got a good snap. Let's see here. Ooh, that was good. Nice.
Yeah. Thing. Now I feel like these are good for dipping also because they're sturdy. But I don't feel like they pick up as much as the Ruffles. There's something about the Ruffle that I feel like.
Well, the ridges. Up, yeah. I mean, you have it's like a trench dug in there, and so then it picks up. It's like I would if I were like to build a house and I needed like something to prevent water from getting in, I would definitely put Ruffles in front of my house. Just like make a moat of Ruffles.
You don't think like any dogs would eat your moat?
Well, they probably would.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like these aren't salty enough for me.
Yeah. I feel like the Golden Flake were the saltiest for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Probably because they were.
Yeah.
Let's look. 160 milligrams of sodium and then in the Golden Flake.
The Cape Cod has 150 milligrams.
I like how you like just rub it on your pants. You're just like, this is cool. I'm like, I got to use a paper towel because I got to get at least... 5 more wears out of this pants before I wash. Oh, Pringles.
Which are a potato chip.
You know what's funny is, like, Mitch Hedberg made a joke about that. He's like, Pringles was originally supposed to be, like, a tennis ball company. And instead of like a shipment of tennis balls, they got, like, a shipment of potatoes.
So then they just made it work.
Yeah, so they just made it work.
All right, so let's try and do, like, the Pringles pop.
Nice.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So, and isn't there, like, an official way to eat a Pringle? Like, you want, like, a certain portion of it on your tongue?
Oh, I don't know. Because
only one side like is flavored.
Don't you make, like, a duck face thing or something like that?
Yeah.
I think now I'm licking both sides.
Your tongue sort of fits in the
groove.
In the groove. It's like a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should take a picture
you
of
put
this.
A little.
It's like a saddle and your tongue is the horse. Wait, that doesn't sound
okay,
right.
Okay, let's snap the Pringle in front of the microphone. Kind of weak sauce on your snap, Pringle.
This is the pop chip. 23 chips per ounce, 120 calories per ounce, 190 milligrams of sodium.
So it has more salt.
More salt.
So the healthier it is, the saltier it is. These will probably be really crispy.
You think so? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as you say, you can't even break it. People are probably hearing us actually chew.
Yeah.
I mean, the neighbors can probably hear
us
chew. We're like,
These remind me of the pork rinds we had the other day. It's like somewhere in between like a rice cake and potato chip.
I kind of like it though.
Yeah.
I feel like the shape of it will be good for dipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's healthier for me.
I could see it with like a spinach dip, like not, you know, like a spinach dip or, I don't know, I'm not in love.
It's not your favorite
overall. Am I crazy, but does it kind of look like a
spaceship?
No, but like a Rice Krispie treat?
Yes.
Little bit
like a flattened out Rice Krispie.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what it looks like.
So we tasted some plain ones, but what's everyone's favorite flavor of potato chip?
This is a hard question for me.
I love a salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say salt and vinegar. I usually
salt and vinegar is delicious.
And also a sour cream and onion.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And there used to be, like when I was in high school, I think it was Lay's came out with a loaded baked potato chip that was delicious. That.
You're missing one, though.
And didn't you love the Maui chips?
That's it?
Yeah, Maui sweet onion chips.
Mm-hmm. You made me pick up that for you when I went to Hawaii.
Yeah, and bring it back.
I did.
And I ate the whole bag.
Yeah, you did. But bear in mind, you were pregnant.
I was pregnant, so.
But I mean, that was pretty impressive in one sitting. Yeah. I was pretty impressed. And
the best part was after I finished the bag, Jim came in. He's like, "So did you open your bag of chips yet?" And I was like, "Yeah, I ate the whole thing." He's like, "Oh, I wanted a taste."
Sorry.
I was like, "Oh, that's why you had your chip bib on." Mm-hmm. Like Megan's got this like bib designed specifically for chips.
Oh, I don't, but I should. That's a really good idea.
It is a good idea.
Like, dogs' favorites are chips. When you eat chips, it's always going to get, like, on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is funny
or
because...
Or on your sweater.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny because, I don't know, you're the researcher, but and you might be able to verify this, but in 1853, I wrote down that the, in Saratoga Springs, New York, a chef named George Crumb. Is that C-R-U-M. Is that Crumb?
Crumb?
Yeah. Named the Crumb.
Named the chip. Oh. Or no, he created the first chip. He created the first chip.
Huh. And he has left us with crumbs ever since?
Exactly. So I was like, that's kind of ironic. That's he created the chip.
One of the crummiest snacks.
It's just like a vacuum cleaner. You get like this vacuum cleaner sucks. Yeah, it does. You know,
that's what it's supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to do.
It's crummy.
This chip is crummy.
Yeah. Okay, how do we feel about restaurant chips, like when you go to a restaurant and they have chips on their menu,
like nacho or no, like
homemade,
like homemade, like as a side to a sandwich.
I hate it.
I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's never as good as having French fries
unless
as a
it's
side.
Fish and chips, which is actually fries,
right?
Yep.
Then I'll accept those chips. Potato chips have other applications too. Like growing up, my mom put it on tuna casserole.
Really?
Yeah, sprinkled chips and Jay's potato chips, which are like growing up in Chicago, that was like my favorite potato chip.
You have a good mom.
Yeah.
Good mom there.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, tuna casserole.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, I get to eat potato chips.
It's a really good use of, like, you know, there's always like the endy bits of a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good use for them. I recently put some of the salt and the Kettle Brand salt and pepper leftovers in cookies. And that was delicious.
But I feel you have to use a certain chip. I feel you have to use a Ruffle or a...
Yeah, you'd have to use a sturdy one, not the finger.
Yeah, because if it takes...
I love that description. I think it's perfect.
What?
They're fingernail potato chips.
Yeah, they are. It's like nasty, like tiny, like fingernails.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, grandma's fingernails in a bag. Let's just market them.
So the ultimate question is, will you be bringing chips and dip to your Super Bowl party this weekend? Or what will you bring?
I'm making gyros.
Oh,
that's a really good idea.
We're doing a Mediterranean one. We're doing like Greek food because I have like 20 pounds of...
That's awesome. Gyro
is still in the freezer.
Patty has a recipe for a 7-layer Greek dip.
Ooh.
With like hummus. I didn't know they had 7.
I always thought Mexican was 7-layer. It was like a Mexican
dip.
Yeah,
it's like a take on that, except using like hummus and like tzatziki sauce and cucumbers and tomatoes and olives. It's really delicious.
Really? Yeah, you should send that to me.
Yeah. I don't know what I'll bring. What about you?
I don't know. I'm inspired to do something buffalo wing related. Mm-hmm. I think last year we took a buffalo wing dip, which was really good.
I'm thinking I might do something sweet. I'll probably do like a cookie route, something like that.
You can't go wrong with cookies. That's my weakness. That's my kryptonite.
I've been thinking about brownies a lot lately.
Heavy. So they're heavy.
Do you want to take some potato chips and incorporate them into your sweet? Because now we have like six bags of potato chips and a can of Pringles. Thanks for talking about chips with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Feel free to come comment. We'd love to hear from you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, like what? Like favorite chip or
what? Yeah. What's your favorite chip? What do you look for in a chip? Your favorite flavor of potato chip?
It's kind of like a chip dating site. Oh, what do you see? What are you looking for?
Maybe there will be a love connection.
Oh my God.
I would love that.